Authorities of Takoradi Polytechnic have denied exchanging sexual favors for the admission of students. The denial comes after the Polytechnic raised questions over the WASI results of 75 students. Speaking to Radio Ghana, the head of the Language and Liberal Department of the institution, Dina Amankwa, said the Polytechnic students are admitted through laid-down procedure. She spoke to George Ankara.
I cannot confirm it, and I cannot deny it either because I haven't made inquiries.
But I don't want to play the devil's advocate. But your young girls who are facing dismissal now as a result of the complicity cannot just come out telling lies that they give themselves to the men, the lecturers, for admission, can they?
No, they can't. But then the students whose names have been put on the notice board, they are both males and females, you know? And yes, a lot of things are happening throughout the institution. So if a male lecturer receives a female applicant and the applicant gets in, well, the moral question here is, the applicant who gave in, did she know the admissions office? Did she know the application procedure? Did anybody at any point tell her that a male student would be doing the admission? When instructions are very clear, buy forms, go to the bank, buy forms, fill online, and submit to admissions office. So if an unscrupulous male comes to you in the form of a teacher or laborer or whoever he will claim to be, and an equally unscrupulous female applicant gets in, what would you say? Would you be blaming the institution? Would you be blaming the female? Because they know. At least they passed the secondary school system before. They know how application procedures are done. And that is why the verification is a very crucial part of the admissions process. This is where we also alert the public that they should not allow people to deal to them. Because right now, the information is there. We are selling forms. Go to PNT. Go to some of the banks. Or come to our office. So that is unprofessional. That's unethical. We don't allow that. If the students, if they were not gullible, the applicants, they were not gullible and they were bold enough to call admissions office to ask to say, so and so is asking me to do this, that person will be brought to book.
You heard head of language and the liberal studies department of Takoradi Polytechnic, Dina Amankwa, speaking to George Ankara. Meanwhile, Madam Amankwa says the 75 students have been given a 2-week ultimatum to produce their original result slips. She says due to the new online admission procedure, most forged results are detected after the students have been admitted. She spoke to our Western Regional Correspondent, Mary Aziz Tunde.
It's one of the mechanisms we have for ensuring or for authenticating results that students use in their institution. When you bring every institution, special institution has it. When you bring results, because they do it online, how do we know that what somebody has given us is authentic? So we do this after they have submitted, and then we find out whether the people we have are really who they should be.
Is there no mechanism to check and reject falsified results during admission before you give them admission?
No. When we have the human vigilance, sometimes when the results come, sometimes there are intuitions. You can tell that something is wrong with it. Sometimes you can tell from the certificate it has been forged. Those ones you can detect. And you know, with technology, forgery these days can be done at a very sophisticated level. So when that is very well done, then the only result we have is to go back to the source of the result. And see, the information is for why it's their result. So we need to go to them for them to give us the authentic information.
What he relates the picture like? The victims, do they use results of others or they got them altered to suit your requirement?
Oh, currently, the scenarios that are unfolding, they are both of what you have said. We have students who brought in forged results. And we have others whose situations are due to genuine mistakes. So when they do it online, they go to the cafe. Some people in the cafe would opt to do the online application for them. They should check when the application has been formed, but some of them don't. So sometimes the people who are doing the selling in would give wrong grades or things like that. So we are finding out some of these things and we are correcting them. So right now, yes, the numbers, we don't have the numbers for you yet, but the names on our notice boards are 77. So yes, we have found some that are forged, we have some that were done by mistake. So I cannot tell you exactly who is going home. This is where I tell you that those who have been given 2 weeks to bring the original results from home so that we can compare with what EIRC has sent us and then do the and verify.
Definitely there are middlemen involved in this there are people who connect the applicants to the school. Have you been able to nab anybody?
No, I don't think the institution has gotten there yet. We probably have a syndicate. And for something like that to go on, yes, there could be. We don't know yet.
That was the head of Language and Liberal Studies Department of Takrady Polytechnic, Dinah Amankwa, in that interview with our correspondent, Mary Aziz Tunde.